Public hearings subset A is a consideration of a variance for a 10-foot setback. Mr. Smith has the staff report.
Good evening, members of the council, Mr. Mayor. Before you tonight, Sturgis Brewing Company is going to be building, as you heard earlier, a new brewery at 600 Anna Street. During the construction of that, they've requested a 10-foot side setback variance. This went to planning and zoning. There was discussion on that. City staff did have some concerns about the 10-foot setback and requested that a 5-foot be approved for possible future improvements to the drainage area along that. The area there, which is the name of that street there, Romy Street. And that is drainage through there. The members of the owners of the brewery were attending at the planning and zoning meeting, and during the discussion, they had no issues with the 5-foot variance. Now, you can give them the 10 or the 5, whichever is you recommend. And they are here if there's any questions.
So just to summarize what Dave said, at P&Z, it was approved to be 5-foot.
Approved to be 5-foot unanimously. And really, there was no when we did send the letters out, there was only one concern from the local church there, citing an ordinance issue, but that ordinance had been changed, and they weren't aware of that. So,
any questions for Dave from council?
I have one.
You bet.
Not to stall this in any way, shape, or form, but at planning and zoning, the rationale behind the 5-foot variance was that they didn't want the building built on the property line.
That the brewing company did not want the building built on?
But the recommendation of the planning and zoning was because they didn't want the building that close to the property line.
I believe that was part of the discussion, yes. That is correct. One of the things that fell into it, if I remember mostly, was the discussion about possible improvements in that drainage area and being able to get in there.
That was the only rationale behind it. Do you foresee any issues with that in the future?
I don't know. We don't. They've leased that Romy Street area through there, so there's going to be no construction on that. And realistically, the only thing that can be through there is the drainage, and they're planning on cleaning that up and making it look, you know, pretty park-like and be real nice.
That public right-of-way is 60 feet, I believe, which honestly is more than wide enough for whatever storm drainage at some point might be built there. And so really the need for additional area is very, very remote. 60 feet is a significant area to make whatever improvements we need for the drainage. So by just ensuring that the deck is at least 5 feet away gives us even additional area to kind of work. That should be more than enough for whatever project might go in there. And I just want to remind everyone, though, there is no budget or anything else for any improvements that will be made to that. I mean, we're projecting 20, 25 years in the future when something might be done.
Mr. Carter or Call, do you guys want to add anything at this point? Or we can open it up to other public discussion at this point if there's... it does just say Roger, Brian, here.
Oh, that's fine. What we were trying to do was, Romy Street's never going to be a street.
Right.
There's a sewer line over there on the right, on the east side, and what we were trying to do was just make better use of the land. We've already rented Romy Street for the next 20 years or something like that. And so we're going to build as far west as we possibly could for parking and everything else. And so we seen it as, if we're going to go ahead and lease Romy Street for 20 years, want to have the property right up to it instead of having you guys have, so to speak, you guys, having 5 feet that we're never going to use anyhow. And all of the property all the way across Romy Street is all in floodway anyhow. And so if there was ever going to be any improvements, I mean, So that's just the way we looked at it. So we thought, well, let's go after it and see if we can have the extra 10 feet to utilize it as ours. We didn't go after a vacation because that's going to be a floodplain, a floodway. It's forever, and probably have a great big ditch in there. They just didn't stay out of the lawsuits and everything else is going to go along with that, if ever happens. So that's where we're at with that. If they want to give us 5 feet, you guys keep 5 feet, that's fine. That 5 foot strip ain't going to hurt me. I'm still going to use it. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to put a deck on it, but it'll still be there because it's there. So it's just a 5 foot strip in there I can't use.
How about any other public comment, questions, concerns? The actual agenda states a request for a 10 foot, but as per the discussion, 5 foot is also on the table.
I would move to approve a variance for 10 feet.
Second.
We have a first by Mike and a second by Dave to approve a variance for 10 feet on the setback. Any last discussion, public or council?
And this is going to be just the deck area that comes out there, correct?
Right. We will not build a permanent structure.
Okay, because I just didn't want to see this all of a sudden change into. Okay.
Guarantee.
Thank you.
Steve, you had something?
So does that take out 5 feet on the other side? Is that what happens here then? You go 10.
Nope.
He's wanting to approve the 10.
Yeah, so what that would allow is that the deck would be able to be built all the way up to the property line. And so the entire, again, I think it's 60-foot wide, Romy Street, would still, they have leased it, and so they'll make improvements to it by trimming up some of the trees and planting grass and that sort of thing, but no permanent structures or anything can
You're
be put on
more.
That. The motion would be for the original request, which was 10.
Yeah. Thank you.
They can build the deck to the boundary.
Thank you.
But they cannot put the permanent structure.
Right.
Any other discussion?
I'm totally fine with it being that the drainage and everything, there's never going to be something that comes up next to them. So
what about the other side of Romy Street? I mean, that land is for sale right now, right? So if someone wanted to build something over there, they would never be able to build up to Romy Street.
They would have currently a 10-foot setback that would be required. They could ask for the same thing. They could ask for a variance. Mm-hmm. And using the same justification, I mean, they could definitely have a variance to build up to the property line because the road is never going to be improved. It's always going to be just a grassy area or a channel or something like that. And ideally, from an urban planning perspective, it would be great if that would be a commercial area and maybe a trail that would connect the two or a bridge or something like that. I mean, that would kind of be the ideal situation.
We have a first and a second on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. That motion carries. Thanks, Roger. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, gentlemen.
May I add that I appreciate you going on to exit 32 to increase the possibility of more businesses coming in to exit 32. I appreciate it.
You'll get there, Brian. You'll get when exactly. Item 11 is reports. Subset A is a consideration of resolution 2018-67. This is a supplemental appropriation. Faye, I'll turn it over to you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. With the work that has been done on Sly Hill, we are going to move $15,000 out of contingency into the general fund to cover that. Now, part of that was taken care of by the county, and then a portion of it is ours, and I believe the portion of it of ours is around $8,000, a little over $8,000. So this is just to cover the budget side of it so that we don't go over budget with these expenses. And then while we're doing this, I went ahead each year. We usually do this in December, but we decided just to do it with this one. We had some grants for a new vehicle for the police department, and so that will be put into their budget for that expense so that their budget does not go over. And then also street lighting. We've had a year of the street lights being run over. So anyway, this is the insurance that we got from that, so that'll help so street lighting doesn't go over budget. Any questions?
There's no problem taking grant money. Okay, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I figured there probably wasn't, but I thought I'd ask. All right.
Grant and insurance we can use.
Any other questions for Faye from council?
And this is just a one reading. This isn't like an ordinance. This is a resolution, so it's just a one reading.
How about public questions, comments, concerns on this supplemental appropriation? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve resolution 2018-67.
First by Ron and a second by Becca. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Subset B is consideration to review Palisades plat approval. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. In your packet, there's a report that includes a recommendation. The Palisades plat was originally approved by the council on July 30th of this year. The plat itself was actually not filed because it was approved with three conditions. One was that there would be a note that would be placed on the plat that would state that there's an easement for the various four property owners that would be able to access the water lines. The council wanted, in addition to that, some clarification that, or a phrase in that note stating that there was the property owners were responsible from the curb stop, the master curb stop, all the way to their homes, that would not be a city liability. In addition, the second condition is that the council wanted to make sure that in each of the grant deeds that there would be a stipulation, including the same thing, that the liability for the water lines from the master curb stop to each of the homes was a mutual responsibility. And then lastly, they wanted, or the council included in their motion, that the covenants should be amended to include the same type of language. Speaking with the developer, the first one, including a condition on the note on the plat, is not an issue, and that can be revised. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that can be revised in the next day or two so we can get that correct. Number two is actually on the grant deeds. The grant deeds have not been drawn up yet because they're still in the ownership of the developer, but the developer is committed that when they are actually sold, that provision will be included in the grant deeds. And then lastly, within the covenants themselves, the owner or the developer has committed to some language that will be included in there. Just to read it for the record, the proposed language is, it is specifically acknowledged that the water maintenance and or repair on any lot that is serviced by a master curb stop providing a separate water service to that lot is the responsibility of the lot owners, and adjoining landowner access for those purposes is granted, and it shall be reflected on the plat. So with that being said, I think we've been able to work with the developer that all three of those conditions have been met. So I honestly don't even believe that the council needs to make any changes to your original vote and motion that was approved on July 30th. We're just waiting to we would actually sign and file the plat once we get the revised plat, which will probably be in a couple of days. And once we get a certified copy of the covenants, which includes that language, then at that point we would be able to file a plat, knowing that the developer has also said that every time a grant deed is included, that language would also be included. But with that being said, I think all the original conditions that the council made on July 30th have been met. So unless the council has any comments or the developer, I think we're good.
Any questions? No action needed there, as Daniel stated. So that brings us to item 12, other matters before the council. Anybody in the public have anything to add that was not on the agenda? How about council members?
Happy to see a couple of high school kids fulfilling their government duties.
They scored tonight.
Yeah, you got a good one tonight.
Thanks for coming, though, for sure.
Yeah. I believe we covered everything in executive session there prior to, so is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have first by Steve and a second by Ron. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.